You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
It is Friday, November 3rd, and we're talking Giants baseball today with Chris Haft, our Giants reporter for MLB.com. Chris, we thank you for joining us, as always, this week, and what we're doing today with the offseason now in its infancy as we're looking ahead to the 2018 season for the Giants as they look to bounce back from what was a wildly disappointing 2017 season. We'll get your assessments on those topics and more, and want to get your thoughts, first of all, on the just-concluded 2017 World Series between the Astros and the Dodgers. Of course, the Astros in the midst, as we speak right now, of a parade in downtown Houston celebrating their first ever world title. And Chris, I think it's safe to say that with the Giants fan base, they were simply pleased to have seen the Dodgers fall short in seven games. No love lost between the Giants and the Dodgers. Certainly, just kind of give us your thoughts on game seven, on the Fall Classic overall. What did you think of it?
Yes, I mean, there may have been a small percentage of Giants fans who maybe had some soft spot in their hearts for former outfielder Dave Roberts, who played a couple of years, actually ended up his major league playing career as a Giants. Dave was a popular player, so you might have had some fans there out of the, in the community of Giants fans. But I think by and large, anybody who favors the colors orange and black, we're not rooting for Dodger blue. So that's I'm sure the series results turned out positively for the tried and true Giants fan.
Yeah, no question there. And of course, the back and forth between the Dodgers and Giants in recent years has always been, the Giants can bring out the three rings from 10, 12, and 14. And the Dodgers have ruled the NL West in recent years, but they have nothing to show for it in terms of the ultimate prize. And they fall short here in 2017. The drought is now 30 years, which I'm sure Giants fans will be happy to remind Dodgers fans of all throughout the 2018 season. So, Chris, with that in mind, let's look at the Giants prospects for 2018. Of course, it's no secret, a very disappointing 2017. A lot of underperformance, some injuries, most notably to Madison Bumgarner, who did not turn in a full season. But let's kind of start here. When you look at this Giants team as they try to, patch things up and get back to their winning ways, what would you say is their biggest area of need? And how do you think the Giants go about filling that need? Do you see a big splash in free agency? Do you see a potential trade, or maybe a guy in the minor league pipeline that could step up and contribute? How do you see that unfolding?
I see that unfolding with the Giants getting an outfielder, or even two. I mean, they could even use two outfielders, certainly a center fielder to replace Denard Span and help out a little more defensively than Denard could. And then if they need a corner outfielder, they'd love to have a corner outfielder with power. Of course, everybody's power gets muted, so to speak, in AT&T Park. But they finished way last in home runs this past season. And they need to have somebody who at least can be a threat to take it out of the park.
Absolutely, and we're hearing a lot of rumors, and I know that the Giants are not the only team connected to Giancarlo Stanton. He gets mentioned with about, it seems like, between a half dozen and a dozen teams right now. But any chance at all that the Giants explore this possibility, or is it more a creation of a fandom and fans on Twitter going crazy with wild notions about the guy that led the majors in home runs joining this lineup, or is there a legit possibility that this is something they at least explore?
Oh, I think it's a legit possibility. Whether it's going to happen, that remains to be seen. But I think when you end up talking to Joe Fusaro, my Miami counterpart, he'll tell you that the desires of the club's new ownership are very real to cut down payroll. So they have no choice but to consider trading Giancarlo Stanton, at least the Marlins do. So the Giants don't have a whole lot of talent to offer. That's just it, younger talent. So they may have trouble piecing together an offer.
And it remains to be seen if that's something that they will explore. But, Giancarlo in San Francisco would be quite the fits. You know, like you said, the team last in home runs, acquiring the guy who led the majors in home runs, and it would certainly boost that offense a few degrees at least. Chris, now let's kind of transition to the biggest area of strength on this Giants team. What would that be? What could Giants fans really feel good about heading into 2018?
Well, they should still feel good about the, either one of a couple places, either the starting pitching and or the up the middle, without with the exception of center field, but up the middle with catcher Buster Posey and shortstop Brandon Crawford and second baseman Joe Panic. That threesome right there gives is the envy of just about anybody in the league. And the starting pitching, even though, you know, despite a 98 loss season, you know, still has a lot of talent. Justin Bumgarner and Cueto alone.
Yeah, those two certainly need to get back to their normal selves at the top of that rotation. And as you said, the three guys up the middle, that's where you want to build a team is up the middle. You know, catcher, second, short, and center field. And the Giants are certainly looking good in those positions. Chris, want you to give me a couple of guys in these categories. There's always a guy every year that is bound to take a couple steps back and regress if he's coming off a career year or just, you know, overperformed a little bit. Then on the flip side, a guy that had a down 2017 and is a candidate to really bounce back next year in 2018. Who would two of those guys be for you?
I think, you know, Jeff Samardzija had a superb year with, you know, the ancillary numbers, you know, statistics, strikeout to walk ratio, that sort of thing. Innings pitched ratio, you know, all stuff was excellent. Everything except the one loss record. So I'm thinking that I hate to be a skeptic, but he might be a guy who, if you're to finger a guy who might take a step back, it might be him just because he did so well. He did so well this year. Like I say, it's going to be tough. It'll be tough for him or anybody to repeat that kind of year, even though he's had years like that in the past leading up to 2017. Guys, you could take a step forward. I think Brandon Crawford is a logical candidate. That would just bring him back to the level he was at before. But you know, after having his batting average drop off, quite a few points, you know, 20, 30 points, he was a silver slugger a couple years ago, and now you know he's been surpassed in that maybe all around niche by Corey Seager of the Dodgers. I'm sure Brandon would love nothing more than to, get back up to that plateau.
Yeah, certainly. You know, of course, Crawford signing that multi-year extension, getting rewarded handsomly for winning that Silver Slugger and just having that great all-around year in 2016. Really didn't duplicate that in 17, but as you said, if anybody is a bounce-back candidate, it is certainly him. We'll see what he does to recover in 2018. And, Chris, as we come down the stretch here, I want to get your assessment on kind of what category the Giants fall into as of here in early November. It seems like you can break up teams into one of five ways. You've got your teams that are clearly rebuilding, teams that are simply non-contenders, and then moving up a little bit, teams contending for a wild card spot, contending for a division crown, and then teams competing ultimately to win the World Series. So of those five, what best represents this Giants team right now, at least at this stage on early November?
Hate to say it, but rebuilding. It's not a widespread rebuild. I mean, that's a word I've never heard management used in the, dozen, 15 years or whatever that I've been covering the club. But since 2005, I guess. But there's no doubt they have to make some improvements. And incremental improvements aren't going to cut it. They've got to do something, something bold, something that's, identifiably positive or, at least on paper, because they're in a division where three of the other four teams reached the postseason. And as of a year or so ago, the Giants were definite postseason contenders. But they probably thought of themselves, as you put it, in that last group, with potential World Series winners, but they sank that far downhill this year, to drop out of contender status and maybe entirely.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you look at where they were in 2016. You know, they were right there in the thick of it in the LDS with the Cubs, who eventually went on to win the World Series. And then they go from that to almost a 100-loss season. So we saw bounce backs in 1 year from the Twins, most notably, from 100 losses to the playoffs. So the Brewers expected to rebuild, and they were right into it up until the next to last day of the regular season. So maybe a similar kind of turnaround is in store for the Giants in 2018. Time will tell. Chris Saft, great stuff as always. We appreciate the time. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, San Francisco Giants.